I did have the amputation of my own fingers.
That's 71-year-old Zahoor Bukhari.
Yes, it was very disturbing when I saw my fingers. Some part of my fingers not there.
20 years ago, he had his fingers amputated because of diabetes.
Well, I realized when I had the small tips of my fingers accidentally been cut, and then my wound didn't heal, you know, and then obviously when I gone through the test, the blood glucose test, then I learned that, you know, I have the diabetes.
And it's had a huge impact on his life.
Dealing with my profession and also cricket is my love of my life. And when I thought that, yes, it is going to affect that, and your finger's not there, feeling's not there. So obviously it's not going to be effective, you know. He won't do what you really want to do with that ball.
And did you have to give up cricket?
I did. Yeah, I did.
Hi, hello, with Diabetes UK. We're campaigning today.
Each week, 135 amputations are carried out in England on people with diabetes. Zahoor feels something needs to be done about it. And on his birthday today, he's doing exactly that.
I am celebrating my birthday by looking at these shoes, and these shoes tell the story of their own.
There are 135 shoes scattered across the grounds opposite Westminster Abbey in London.
I'm Danny Beals. I'm the campaigns manager at Diabetes UK.
It's part of a Diabetes UK campaign.
And each individual shoe has been donated to Diabetes UK by a supporter, by a celebrity supporter, or someone who's had an amputation or foot problem.
Simon O'Neill is from the charity.
Diabetes is a condition where the sugar in the blood is too high. And if you think about that, that's going to make the blood sticky in a very simplistic way. And what it does is it furs up the arteries and veins in the body, and therefore the blood supply to the feet is not as good as it might be, and therefore if you have any cut or damage to the foot, it won't be as able to heal as quickly as possible.
80% amputations can be prevented. Krishna Sardar is also from Diabetes UK and works with the Asian community.
South Asian diet consists of considerable amounts of carbohydrates, and the deposits of fat in the middle, in the tummy in particular, actually prevents insulin from being absorbed, and therefore the rates of type 2 and people getting the condition diabetes increases.
He says it's a real concern, especially among minority communities, and Zahoor agrees with him.
My close relation, say for example, if they are 40 and out of 40 they are about 25 with the diabetes, and that will tell the story itself.
He's changed his lifestyle and feels other Asians need to do the same.
Believe you me, I got my sandwich ready and I left in the fridge. They will have the birthday, they will enjoy. I will have my eyes on my 10 grandchildren, God bless them, what they will be eating. This is my part of my job as a granddad.